Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The USFL Gambling Podcast Freedom Cup Championship Reaction Show on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Circa Sports. Yes, Circa Sports is back with their Circa Survivor and Circa Millions contest. $14 million are up for grabs. Get all the details at circasports.com. And remember, as always, folks, to let it ride.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Football is a unique American experience. A game described by one turn of the century critic as crude and barbaric, with little chance of survival. But survive, it did.
Being played in the United States Football League.
Touchdown! Oh my God!
Quarterback is toast.
We sometimes forget that football, being the consummate team sport, is a great deal more successful when you do play as a unit and don't rely on individual talent. Frankly, I'm impressed with the USFL.
America, this league is good for America.
Spring football is going to work in America.
You play to win the game.
And now it is time for our USFL report.
And we are back on the USFL Gambling Podcast. Oh, it is a brand new day, Patty C, but not really compared to last season. Well, I guess, hold on. I'm getting ahead of myself, as the Freedom Cup comes to an end. But look, perhaps you're wondering just who the hell you're listening to. Well, my name is Colby Swig at Database Dan, AKA Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
He was raised in the land down under, where a man thinks on his feet, speaks with his fists, and lives by his wits.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
I smoke and I drink and I don't have stress and I'm healthy.
And you're nothing but a chameleon, lemon-headed, coward, terrorist pussy. And I'm after you, buddy. You're going to pay for it. Good night.
Well, the Pittsburgh Maulers paid for it. Good night, USFL season. My future, good night. 22-1. We had a fumble for like a forward handoff. Cost me for my +180 anytime touchdown by the defense. We got a lot to talk about. I am joined by my co-host. Give it up for former JMU Duke defensive back, the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh. Well,
let's get it going, buddy. Year two of the rebirth done. This past weekend, we had a little get together for the Freedom Cup. Some people there. Well, just me and you, but I mean, there's people.
We're people.
All right. We were drinking, watching the game. We even had some classic 80s USFL games on the other screens at God's Eye.
We're Americans.
Yes.
We were freaking all Americans.
You're going to enjoy the Freedom Cup. You got to do it right. But Patty C, I mean, Skip Holtz. I was thinking about this actually, buddy. So Skip Holtz wins the back-to-back championship. And I don't understand. I was thinking about this driving home. So all I do is think about the USFL. You know what I mean? I was walking down the beach thinking about the United States Football League. And Patty C, like, why when I look at this, okay, I'm thinking back to 2019, right?
Yeah.
We had the AAF, right?
Yeah.
There was a undefeated team called the Orlando Apollos.
Yeah.
Steve Spurrier, college football coach, right? 2020, June Jones and the Houston Roughnecks were undefeated before COVID struck.
In the first XFL rendition.
Yeah, well, second, actually.
Second, yeah, I guess.
College football coach, right?
There you go.
And now you've had Skip Holtz dominate this league 2 years in a row, college coach. And then if you dive deeper, the other coaches that have had success in the United States Football League, you look at the XFL this past year, Bob Stoops played Reggie Barlow, both college football coaches, right?
True.
Is there something that I'm just missing here? Because you look back a season ago, Larry Fedora took New Orleans. They had a winning record, college football coach. Mike Riley took the Generals to the playoffs a year ago, college football coach. Now, he did suffer and have the only losing season that I can think of. But Curtis Johnson, the Gamblers coach, former Tulane college football coach. So my point that I'm wondering here is, why do they not hire more college football? Why do they try to be so much like the NFL? I know we got to recap the game, but I just thought about that. I was like, he simplifies the game and his team looks fucking dominant over the past 2 years.
Yeah.
Why do they keep trying to throw in Jeff Fishers? Why do they keep trying to throw in like they look so much more fluid? And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact they're hiring these college coaches that are used to that much change, whether it's graduation, whether it's the portal,
that caliber of player,
yeah,
and that caliber, yeah, of quarterback. And
so after watching them dominate yet again, I'm sitting there and I'm driving home and I'm thinking like they need to hire, and thinking about June Jones and Spurrier and Stoops and Reggie Barlow, who was all recently college football coaches. I say they're making a mistake by keep trying to throw in these NFL coaches.
Well, eventually the stats are going to back that up to a significant degree if it continues in the way it has. So,
or like the XFL was just putting like random players like Rod Woodson and Hines Ward that didn't even have that much coaching experience. Yeah.
They're just getting big names for people to recognize for the beginning of their league. But when they want to actually make effective winning football and the organizations, because right now, especially with the XFL, it's league run. So is the USFL, but the XFL is probably a little more worried about making a splash in year one.
They're a little more gimmicky.
Yeah.
So
I do think that, you know, especially when these teams, which I guess the plan is eventually to sell them off to private owners and have it be kind of more like an NFL model with each organization running itself. Then you would figure they're going to go for what's going to get them the wins. And if it is college football coaches that prove to be the best out there, then hopefully they'll figure that part out.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like it's obvious when I watch that we've watched a lot of these spring leagues, and since 19, those are the ones that stand out to me, and they're all college coaches that dominate.
Yeah. Well, it almost makes you wonder, you know, how they would do at the pro level if they were given that.
Well, Spurrier, we saw struggle. June Jones took struggle. The Falcons to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saban didn't stay long enough to.
No, but there's still Harbaugh and there's Pete Carroll and there's examples now. Kingsbury failure,
yeah.
Matt Rule failure. But I mean, it's 50-50, I feel like. Jimmy Johnson obviously had the huge success there. Barry Switzer, when he jumped up.
Yeah.
Yeah, won a championship.
Being on the most, having the most talented team goes both ways.
Yeah.
You know?
But either way, I'm just curious. Now let's talk about the game, because people are saying, hey, what the hell? You were sitting there. We want to hear about the game. But before we do that, I want to tell you that the USFL Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Circa Sports. Yes, Circa Millions plus Circa Survivor are back. $14 million in guaranteed prizes are up for grabs. Circa Millions at five NFL picks ATS each week against the spread. That's all you got to do. All right. And kick ass. And then you're going to be a millionaire. All right. Circus Survivor. Also just a different, just pick a different moneyline winner each week and boom, you can enter in Las Vegas, play from anywhere. All right. Sports Gambling Podcast. Myself, the crew, everyone's going to be out in Vegas. Last weekend in August, circusports.com for all the details, circusports.com. What would you do, Patty C, if you won $14 million? Would you buy yourself a an igloo? What would you do?
I would bet the Birmingham Stallions three-peat next year, and I'd put all $14 million down on that.
You wouldn't go for, you wouldn't invest in a USFL franchise, huh?
I could probably buy one with that, couldn't I?
Yeah, I feel like you could. Yeah. I feel like you could have the gunslingers going. But yes, folks, check it out. It's all fantastic. Circusports.com. Remember, as always, to let it ride.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great, too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
All right, we are back on the USFL Gambling Podcast. Patty, see, now it's time to just dive into the game because I thought early on Pittsburgh got out to what, a 3-0 lead, I feel like, or was it 6-3? I think it was 3-0 or 6-0, one of the two. And then Birmingham.
3-0 after the first quarter.
Yeah, you're feeling like, okay. And then Alex Magot just said, hey, fuck you. And yeah, he just started throwing the ball all over the field. I thought the Maulers defense probably looked the worst we'd ever seen it.
Yeah. And not only were they throwing it all over the field, they were getting run on too. They were a sieve. Maybe they got tired, but that really didn't happen. What was most curious about that is that seemed to happen the first drive of the third quarter, which, you know, comes out. I mean, I guess they have the short halftime, so it's not that big of a break.
Yeah.
But why would you come out of halftime and just be gassed like they look like they were?
Yeah, they really did. And, you know, the Maulers kept settling for field goals. I knew that was going to catch up to them. We were talking and I was like, dude, they got to start going for these fourth downs instead of kicking it. And they ended up missing the big pivotal one. Blewett still went 4 of 5. So you can't knock them too much.
And it wasn't even his fault. That was a bad,
bad hold.
They let the clock tick down to 1 and then snapped it in a hurry.
And then you have the forward fumble. Just when you think the Maulers are going to come back in there and my defensive touchdown prop is going to hit.
That is a stupid rule.
No, I've seen that in all forms of football though.
I think it's a stupid rule.
No, that's fair to say that, but I'm just saying like this isn't like one of these ones like, oh, we're trying this rule out.
No. But you're handing the ball. It's not like it's a forward pass. You're handing the ball. You remain in possession of the football while you
still give the guy's got to be person. Smart. You've been playing the game your whole life. You know that's a rule.
Yeah.
All right. Just line it up behind him and boom, it's a touchdown.
Yeah.
So the Maulers didn't even score an offensive touchdown and I know, you know, to be fair, Ray Horton did have a point. Complete illegal motion or not, was it illegal motion or what was it that on that touchdown that should have been a 5-yard penalty The refs missed a lot.
Two men in motion. So illegal motion.
There was a couple times of that too. Like he went off.
He
on
was
them.
Right.
Yeah, he was right. And
he didn't stop going off on him either.
Yeah. So,
but he was right. Everything he was saying is like, this is the championship game. You are ruining the game.
True.
You can't mess up calls like this in this big of an environment.
Now, to be fair, I don't think that would have had a difference on the outcome, but
it's tough to say that.
Yeah, but look, you could argue that the fullback slant might be the reason why you lost the game.
Cause that was the centerpiece of your offense. Once again,
fullback slant. It's like playing a video game back in the day. That's what I love about watching Ray Horton's offense.
Yeah.
It's like playing, like when we were growing up, you played like the EA Sports games for Sega Genesis or something.
Yeah.
And
it's a Madden 92 play, right?
But
there.
No, back in the day you would have like these NFL games. I actually think it was a little bit better of a system because EA now owns the NFL's product, whatever they make. Back in the day, for us, you'd have like 30 NFL licensed games, and some of them were terrible. And sometimes I remember like Joe Montana's football. They would have the real teams, players, and everything.
Yeah.
But it was like they didn't figure out the game yet, and there only a couple plays would be consistently working.
Right.
So that's what I mean. It's like fullback slant would be working, and you just dial that
that's
up all
glitch.
Game.
That's the glitch right there. They got figured out. You know what it is? Sometimes it's a fullback slant. Other times it's just like have a mobile enough quarterback, which they did.
Yeah.
To when the off when no one's open or you can't find the open receiver, as it were, then the protection breaks down. You scramble through an opening in the line of scrimmage, and then you have a fullback breaking across the middle of the field, and you shuffle past it to him. So I don't know if that's a slant or just like an ad lib play that they have figured out, but it keeps working. To the point where it gets some field goals, but nothing more than that.
Yeah. Now, so, I mean, Birmingham put it on them. I mean, late, at least it seemed like or at least like second and third quarter. You could argue Pittsburgh got a little momentum in the fourth.
Yeah.
But
Birmingham,
they were just a far better team.
Very much in control.
But here's my thing. If Birmingham did this, Scarborough didn't play the whole season after besides week one, right?
Yeah. Shark Dog was out most of the year.
Yeah. Jamar Smith. Injured week one, out for the season.
Yeah.
Marlon Williams injured week one, out for the season. And then the MVP from last year's champion Freedom Cup was in the XFL. You had all those hits to your team and they just look better. This is what I mean back to the college coach thing is I'm like, I think it's a lot smarter. And I think the league would be smarter. Like you look at what we've watched a lot of spring football. And to me, there's only been a couple teams that have really looked the part. Like looked like it's a fluid game on offense and defense.
How much of that though do you think is just like talent, and maybe he's got an eye for talent? I do think he's simplifying the game. I think
that's what I think.
But I think having a dude like Alex, I mean, he's throwing
into
double coverage.
But he just won it with Jamar Smith.
Yeah, no, I think. I mean, that's what I'm saying. You got two, but that they're probably not. In reality, I mean, they look amazing compared to the other quarterbacks in the league. I think they are better. But they probably look a lot better too because they're in a system that you know allows them to flourish.
But it's like where we saw PJ Walker in the XFL 2.0. We saw Jordan Te'amu. That's a good example. He looked like ass with Todd Haley last year.
Yeah.
He goes to Reggie Barlow, who recently coached college, and to me, they just looked completely better. Yeah. Why is that? Why can they do that? That's why, to me, if I'm trying to make the product more sellable, and I know Moose Johnson's got NFL connections.
Yeah.
Broadcasted, you know, and he wants to try to be like the NFL, which I actually urge them not to.
Mm-hmm.
Is you know, maybe you go for more college coaches where the game will look fluid, and that sells better on TV because watching them all look. And Ray Horton did a great job from year one to from taking over Kirby Wilson, but I will say, you watch that offense. I saw you even tweet this out. It makes you want to vomit watching that offense. Same with to me a lot of the league. Like as much as I think this, the USFL's product is better than the XFL's product.
Yeah.
As far as on field performance, you still watch like the Michigan Panthers offense, you know, 2 weeks ago against Philadelphia and you go, this game, it's fun. It's entertaining, but the offense, it's like they haven't practiced before. Yeah. Right.
Again, with Pittsburgh talent, an issue. I mean, Marable, even as the backup, you know, far better, far more talented than Garrett Groshek. You know,
but they could have got a different running back. They re-upped on him. That's that's on them.
Yeah. So I don't think that that's necessarily, you know, a college coach being superior as it is for one team having shit management and talent acquisition.
But habits. Like I said, I don't even think it's this example. I think it's everything. The Orlando Apollos in the AAF, June Jones, when he was at the Roughnecks, there's something about what they do. And that's why if I were them, instead of keep trying to get John DiFilippo, who I think did a decent job.
Yeah.
You know, all these NFL guys, Mike Nolan and stuff, I would be like, dude, what is Bronco Mendenhall doing? What is Gary Patterson doing? What is like some of these college coaches that have really adapted to change? Cause you have to in the college game.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think that, you know, I think the game is probably more in line with what a college coach is dealing with, you know, in the in game and in preparation. I would also say from a marketing standpoint, there is, while the NFL has almost all of the, you know, top 100 most viewed games in any given season, considering all sports, college football is usually second in America.
Well, and I also think people rush to that number and say, well, NFL is the more dumb. Well, college football has division one. College football has, you know, 260 teams.
Yeah. If you're talking about total viewership.
Yeah. It's, if you spread it out, NFL's got 32 teams.
Yeah.
So there's that too.
That like, is true. So that is a stat that should be taken. So what's being watched more, college football or NFL? And look, it doesn't have to be committing completely to the college game. You can strive for somewhere in between, but it does seem like you're right. Right now they're trying to make it pro football.
If you're trying to get better ratings, though, to me, like when you watch a game, when I watch that Stallions offense, they are by far out of the whole league the cleanest offense and cleanest defense. Like, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say cleanest defense, but they're a decent defense. John Chavez does a good job. College DC, longtime SEC DC.
Yeah.
And then you have the offense that just looks so much more fluid, and it seems like plug and play. It doesn't matter who, right?
I agree. And so not only is the scheme, especially with the amount of time, like pros, you're probably going year round. You know, you've got continuity year to year a lot of the time with a lot of the positions.
A lot more continuity.
More continuity than you probably have at the USFL level. And if they're good enough, then they're going to leave the USFL for the NFL. So you should count on these players not being there forever, which lends itself to a simplified system a little bit, especially in the passing game.
Yeah.
And then also like the fans, like you mentioned, of smaller teams and like more fans watching different teams, that's probably the type of fan that's going to watch the USFL. The type of fan that watches the NFL wants it to be something that's popular already.
One thing I've learned, and I don't know where we're going with this. And I'm sorry if this is not appealing to you, but we are alt football fans by default, but we're just football fans. Mm-hmm. I don't label myself as an alt football fan, but I feel like fantasy football has birthed this like fan of whatever. They just want to play fantasy football or DFS and they want more football, but I don't know that they truly love football like us.
Yeah.
Like to
they
me,
they love stats.
People say, well, you need fans in the stands. I agree, but it's not a big deal to me. Like when we watch the USFL, I mean, look, I would like that. I think they need to
incremental amount. Like zero fans in the stands is a little tough to watch, but even like a sparsely filled stands is fine. You know, I don't need a packed house.
Yeah, I'm just watching the game. Like now, yes, I would rather have it with fans.
Yeah,
but I'm saying it's not that big of a deal for me knowing that a brand new league is starting out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, so I got to go to US. I was part of USFL Media Day, and I know Moose Johnson was there. Thank you.
Yeah.
And he was saying that they're coming back to, and they're going to do hubs again next year.
Yeah. Modified hub.
Yeah.
We don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either, but, and I know some people are frustrated with that, but I also think like we saw the XFL lose $60 million. Now any company that starts out is going to lose money. So I don't even think that's a bad thing. Right.
Yeah.
I think like that could be sustainable. They're going for out the gate. Look at anything successful. Elon Musk's company, whatever. What's the car company?
Tesla.
Yeah. That shit was in the red for a long time.
Yeah.
Netflix was in the red. All that shit. No, that's normal.
Smart business management. I am fine with. And I think the fact that they're like sticking to their guns on it and they're like, you guys deal with it. Right. We are making our like product sustainable here.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and then so the real fans, even though everyone else is like, you know, I don't know if it means like the fans that are like casually buying in are going to lose interest, and that will ultimately hurt the league and make it non-sustainable. That's a possibility, but I think a lot of the fans are like us and just want to watch football in this spring.
Well, it's like,
especially as you get toward the summer. The
football junkies like us that will watch any type of football.
Yeah.
Or you have the alt, like to me, I shouldn't say the alt, but like the fantasy football.
Yeah.
Alt, like, you know, and it makes a weird mesh of fans for these spring leagues. But either way, I was a bit surprised that Moose Johnson said that. And I got, you know, I don't know. What do you make? What do you make of it next year? So we're not going to have the home environments. What do you think?
Well, I saw speculation that there would be a few teams playing in the home environment, a few teams playing in the hub, hence the modified hub. But that's pure conjecture. We have no idea if it's back in the hub. Then
get out of Ford Field. That is the worst one.
It is what it is. You know,
that's an NFL stadium. They can't pack an NFL stadium. Play in a fucking small stadium.
That's true. If you're worried about like empty seats being like aesthetically unpleasing to you and that affecting like your ability to enjoy the game, then why don't you just play in a smaller stadium instead of trying to play in a fucking like gigantic stadium.
I don't get it, but the Maulers, if Ray Horton comes back next year, Patty C, are you optimistic they will be back in the Freedom Cup?
No, but I think he'll do a good job. I think he did a pretty good job this year. I think they obviously have a long way to go offensively. I think they're, you know, they were a 4-6 team this year. They're about a 4-5 team next year, maybe.
I'm going to ask you again for this. Okay. But look, before we get out of here, we're going to tell you that the USFL Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Best Ball Mania is here, and Underdog Fantasy is giving away $15 million in prizes. Underdog Pick'em is also a great way to get down on your favorite MLB and NFL season player props. And when football season rolls around, they had USFL. Obviously, USFL season comes to an end with the Freedom Cup. And now for college football and NFL, they'll have that shit out there. So check that out. There's so many ways to win over at Underdog, and Underdog's available in so many states. Head over to underdogfantasy.com. Use that promo code SGPN for 100% deposit bonus up to $100. Once again, that's underdogfantasy.com. Promo code SGPN. All right, Patty C, is Skip Holtz. Let me ask you this. We're assuming Alex Magoo is going to be on an NFL roster, correct?
I guess you would think so, but
so knows? If Jamar Smith comes back next year, are they going to win again?
Yeah, they're favorites. I think if they have either of those two dudes at the helm, they're in good hands. Alex Magoo was wearing a pearl necklace, if I'm not mistaken. Someone needs to
questionable,
rip
a little right. questionable there, yeah. But hey, I mean, what coaches do you want to see gone? You know, heading into next year or not? You know,
let's see. Who did we have? We had Skip Holtz at Birmingham. We had
so Holtz has got to come back because he's looking like friggin' Lombardi right now.
Yeah, got to have the dynasty. Curtis Johnson at Houston. Sure.
I mean, he had a winning season year one.
Yeah. Solid. Todd Haley at Memphis.
I mean, you know my opinion.
He had a winning season too, Colby Dan.
Did he? I thought he went 500.
Maybe he did. No, wait. I thought they'll didn't.
I think
did
he went 5-5.
Okay,
yeah,
you're right. Mike Nolan.
Mike Nolan.
Was he wearing this suit this year?
I mean, they made the playoffs, so I could see them making the case. If it was up to me, get him out of here.
There it is.
Yeah.
Mike Riley.
I'll give him one more year because of year one, he looked good.
They started pulling that quarter.
That seat should be hot.
He was the worst coach in the league this year.
I agree. But last year he was very good.
Yeah.
And they cut Dakota Prokop for some strange reason. He's back in the CFL with the Blue Bombers.
Worse than Steve Spurrier in the 90s with the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I've never seen anyone like Mike Riley this year.
Pretty,
with quarterbacks.
Pretty bad.
John DeFilippo.
I mean, to me, I was actually he overachieved my expectations. Now he did the same as Fedora, and if anything, Fedora was more competitive in that game against the Stallions.
Yeah.
But as much as I would like to see a different guy there, I don't know how you fire him.
Well, he's a JMU Duke right here, so like I think he should have been Coach of the Year. Let's be honest. Bart Andrus.
I mean, he went to the Freedom Cup in year one. I think he needs to be back. So to me, Michigan.
Lastly,
and
Ray
Memphis.
Horton. Ray
Horton's got just because you went to the championship. I don't understand how you fire.
Yeah, he did a good job.
I think Memphis go out and get Justin Fuente.
And what about Michigan?
Hold on, let's think of Memphis. Who else they could get? Justin Fuente. Justin
Fuente.
Like I said, there's who's some retired coaches out there? June Jones.
Yeah.
June Jones, June Jones is old, but I think it makes a lot of sense.
Is that the, you know, that's the, I guess though, the former player thing works.
But June Jones just took the Seattle team to the playoffs in the XFL. He was undefeated last time he was a head coach in one of these leagues.
Yeah, no, he's a good coach.
They should consider him. They should consider Justin Fuente. They should consider who else we got, Patty C.
Who's the coach?
Who do you think would, you think there's some other college coaches that would jump on this that are older college coaches that got canned?
Who is it? Yeah. Who's a recently, I'm drawing blanks on, I wish Schnellenberger was around.
You think Frank Beamer would take it?
No. get Bud Foster.
Paul Johnson. We've lobbied forever, but they want, they're not going to do that.
Paul,
right?
Johnson,
Paul Johnson should.
Pittsburgh's offensive coordinator.
Oh man, please. Oh,
baby.
We would be so watchable. That'll be
Ray Horton. If you're listening to this, go get Paul Johnson as your offensive coordinator. Yes. And you will win the USFL championship next year.
What about Bronco Mendenhall to Michigan?
Sure.
Trying to think of who else could they get? Brady Hoke?
Who's a Michigan legend? Let's get Tom Brady.
What? I don't want to see that. That's like an XFL move.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that shit just putting a player back
there.
I'm
just talking about what's a regional fit. Give me something like.
No, I want to see. I don't care about the name in the city. That's XFL stuff. To me, I want to see like scheme.
Okay, what's scheme?
Scheme, like to me, is what makes it appealing.
Sure.
Like that's why Skip Holtz is dominating this league.
No, what are some of the most compelling schemes we've seen?
Well, that's why I thought Mendenhall, that offense he had with an eye at Virginia, would be interesting.
Oh, that'd be fun if they both went over there. Really the most multiple offense in college football.
Who's a coach that got fired recently that you just think like possible? Patterson, Gary Patterson. Once again, he doesn't bring the offense with him.
We're gonna have to do some research.
How mummy?
I mean, any
to the
air
league.
Raid.
Yeah. I don't know, folks. It's been a wonderful season. Patty C, was year two better than year one? I think so.
I think it was about the same, maybe a hair better.
I think it was a little bit better.
The product was better.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The product was
the
better.
The excitement level was.
The championship game was better last year.
Yeah.
But this year's like on the field play,
absolutely
better than last
better.
Season.
Absolutely better.
And the Maulers uniform certainly better than last season, but the Showboats uniforms were a fucking fail.
Let me give you my dad, ultimate casual, right?
Yeah.
Football fan, right? Been a casual fan for his whole life, but he's still a casual, right? He, you know, year one USFL, he's fuck that. I don't care about it. It's not real football. You know, get it out of my way. This year, I've got him watching it. He has to admit the quality of the play is freaking excellent.
Yeah.
He still hates the fact that no fans, he can't take it seriously because there's no fans.
Well, that's what the lay fans complain is. But once again, the lay fan.
Right.
Fuck them.
They're not,
you know what
they're
I mean?
Not
like,
watching
yeah,
the,
yeah,
they're not
yeah.
invested long-term in this thing. But if the quality of football, if he's willing to admit that, then yes, I would say that's absolutely the case. And when the fans finally come along, they're going to go, oh, this is great football.
Boom. And don't act like, dude, I was watching, we watch old NFL games, old college football games, old anything,
yeah.
USFL, CFL, whatever here at the studio. I was watching like NFL game from like 1991 where no one was at the Jets game.
Yeah.
Like nobody.
Yeah.
This is like a Jets week 10 matchup. I mean, this shit happened in the NFL, especially you go back to like the early Super Bowl I. No one's there. Don't worry about it. You're building something.
15% attendance at the Super Bowl I.
I got a friend who bartended Super Bowl I. Well, he's gone now, but rest in peace. But he was like, dude, no, he was fresh to America from Mexico.
Yeah.
He gets his bartending gig. Thinking he's gonna make big money because they promised him big money. He's like, no one showed up to that fucking game. Go Google image that. No one's at that game.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it, folks. It's coming. And by the way, Super Bowl I was not the NFL's first year. It was like the NFL's like 45th year or something. Mm-hmm. Whatever year that was. 40 whatever my, what's my math there?
47th.
Yeah.
45th, maybe. I don't
something
know.
Like that.
Yep.
Folks, it's been a fun year. And look, any offseason news that we come by, we will go live and do a show. If not, we will, if there's not any substantial news. We'll be back in early 2024. We appreciate anyone, each and everyone. I can't fucking talk that listen to this show. Please, if you can, spread the word. And we appreciate people that enjoy the United States Football League, because we think we got a good thing going here. Let's keep it going. Spread the word, folks. This is the USFL Gambling Podcast. Make sure you give us a follow on Twitter at USFL Gambling. Also, you can watch this show on YouTube, youtube.com/USFL Gambling. So check that out. And folks, until next time, this is the United States Football Podcast, Gambling Podcast. I can't fucking talk. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.